Chinese Defense Minister rejects meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. By Christina Wang on May 30, 2023. China on Monday rejected a request from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to meet his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the Shangri-La Dialogue Security Forum in Singapore this coming weekend, according to the Pentagon. The rejection comes despite a weeks-long effort by the U.S. to secure a meeting with Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu at the annual conference, which included a letter from Austin to Li, according to the Wall Street Journal on Tuesday. Overnight, the PRC informed the U.S. that they have declined our early May invitation for Secretary Austin to meet with PRC Minister of National Defense Li Shangfu in Singapore this week, Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder said in a statement. The department believes strongly in the importance of maintaining open lines of military-to-military communication between Washington and Beijing to ensure that competition does not veer into conflict. The Chinese embassy spokesman Liu Pengyu told the Wall Street Journal that the U.S. was seeking to suppress China through all possible means and continue imposing sanctions on Chinese officials, institutions and companies. "Is there any sincerity and insignificance of any communication like this?" he added. While Austin was rebuffed, other officials have been able to recently meet with their counterparts. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo met with her counterpart last week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with his counterpart earlier this month in Vienna. And U.S. Ambassador to China Nicholas Burns met with Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Gang in early May. There have been other lower-level meetings between U.S. and Chinese officials. However, China has kept Austin at arm's length, perhaps over the areas of tension between the U.S. and Chinese militaries that include Taiwan and China's spy balloon program. In a high-profile debacle for the Biden administration earlier this year, a Chinese spy balloon flew over sensitive military sites in the continental U.S. before being shot down by the U.S. military over the Atlantic Ocean. Watch, GOP Rep. Stube, "We need to investigate Biden lying about spy balloon." China has also said there was little chance of a meeting between Austin and his new counterpart as long as there are U.S. sanctions on him, which were imposed by the Trump administration in 2018 for Chinese purchases of Russian fighter jets and missiles, according to the Financial Times. The sanctions do not prohibit a meeting between Austin and Li, however. A senior U.S. defense official told reporters, "This is far from the first time that the People's Republic of China has rejected invitations to communicate from the secretary, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, or other Department of Defense officials. Frankly, it's just the latest in a litany of excuses," the official said, adding that since 2021, China had declined or failed to respond to over a dozen requests for senior-level meetings, multiple requests for standing dialogues, and nearly 10 requests for working-level meetings. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wang on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.